This recording, Columbia 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse, having working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt very stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed herself in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful girl. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to try her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tone to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hi, everyone. My name is John Eduardo Mosquera Perez. I am a Colombian EFL teacher. I currently work in a university. My university is titled Universidad Pedagógica y Tecnológica de Colombia. And as I just said, it is settled in Colombia, which is a South American country. The country is very beautiful because in the country we can find many kinds of like climates. We can find, for example, cold weather, hot weather, and we don't have, let's say, seasons as such. We have many kinds of like conditions, climates, and they vary depending on the context and the place in which you are immersed. Hola, un saludo para todos. Mi nombre es John Eduardo Mosquera. En este momento me encuentro grabando un audio para hacer una submission al Archivo Internacional de Dialectos del Inglés. Y a su vez también me encuentro grabando un audio en español para de esta forma complementarlo y que las personas que se encargan de estudiar dialectología a nivel internacional puedan ver la forma en la cual nosotros en Colombia utilizamos el inglés y también la lengua española al momento de comunicar nuestras ideas y de utilizar estas dos lenguas como tal.